Now, I'm delighted today to be joined by Trevor Bond and Mike Sinclair from the Rotary Club of Billericay. And you guys have some exciting news, don't you? Now, who's going to go first with this one?
I'll kick off if you like, Scott. Yeah, exciting's the word. We, as a club, are incredibly excited about it. It's our second year. Last year, we ran it inaugurally and couldn't believe what success we had. 5,000 people, at least, and £26,000 collected for charities of international and national of our choice. So that's the starter. Yeah, we're very excited about
and
it.
And the event is the Soapbox Derby.
The Soapbox Derby, yeah. To be run down London Road, Billericay, on Bank Holiday Monday, May the 1st. And let's give you a bit of detail.
Well, you raised 20,000 quid for charity last year, didn't you?
26.
Oh, it's gone up already.
Yeah, do you mind?
Sorry. It's fake news, I tell you. I read fake news.
We wouldn't expect to double that, but we would certainly hope to equal it and add to it if possible. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, that's Trevor who's just talking on that.
Please, Mike.
So, come along. You're going to have to say something, Mike.
This year, as well as raising money for our charities, because of the success of last year, we're really hoping that we can make it a better community event so that it can be enjoyed by all the people who are going to be buying tickets to come along and have a good time, basically. We've incurred some additional cost by hiring a large screen so that the spectators will be able to view the racing from the field alongside the track as well as down the track itself.
Well, that's first rate. Now, as regards those taking part in the derby itself, they're not just locals, are they? You managed to attract people from far and wide. Do you want to give us a quick preview of what we might expect to see this year?
Yeah, we've got. Would you believe we've got one? We've got one overseas entry.
Well, really?
Canvey Island.
Well, you do need a passport to get there.
Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah. No, we have three teams coming down from Leyland in Lancashire.
Wow.
These are students who do major projects, but they are delighted, and they're coming down overnight in two vans and bringing three carts.
So how do all these people way outside the area get to hear about the event?
Well, I think probably through the website, and they were, in fact, the Lancashire lads were here last year.
Yes.
But how, I'm not sure. But, they are very excited about it. They've developed a cart called the Bumblebee, so
they'll be buzzing around the track then. Yeah.
And we've got some very interesting. I mean, Shenfield High School last year they developed a bicycle into a cart. This year they've converted a lawnmower. Now, what that's going to look like, no idea, but it sounds exciting.
It'll be a cut above the average, I would imagine.
Mike,
we have another entrant in the name of Trotters Independent Traders. I have a feeling they may only have three wheels on their cart. I'm not quite sure.
Well, I think I'm right in saying you've already filled your allotment as far as entrants go, but you've probably got a waiting list, but is there any chance of any last-minute fallouts?
Well, only if I think I'm right, Mark, only if there's cancellations. We are 60, and I think there's a waiting list, small waiting list.
Right.
But they would only get in now if there were cancellations.
Right, so there's no point anybody else shoving their name down for it.
No,
absolutely.
And it's too
not.
Late to design or build a cart now. Anyway.
Right. A lot of work goes into designing and building these carts.
Oh, I can imagine.
Some of our entrants spend a good number of months working on them.
Yeah. Okay. So can you give us a brief rundown on the day itself, the route and the event timings and that sort of thing?
Yeah, Mike, I'll leave it.
Well, the route, we have agreed the road, the A129 from Sun Corner down to Thai Common Road traffic lights can be closed for our event, and although the road will be closed from 6, our event starts at 9 o'clock in the morning with a driver's briefing, and there'll be a test run, and the first races will start properly at 9:45.
And finish?
Finish. The last event of the day will be at 5 o'clock when we give the results and give out the prizes.
So how many categories have you got involved?
There are three categories, basically students, corporate, and the biggest entry this year is for what we call wacky races. Now, this is the crazy lot. This is the crazy mob. Last year it was won by a team called Killer Heels, and this is a set of guys, four guys, who dress up in drag, had everybody laughing and absolute fun. This year they're coming back with an airborne version. They're calling it Nearly Virgin Air. Now, what that's going to be like, we've no idea. But they,
oh,
really,
but they can't get off the ground, surely.
No. But they really had the fans going last year. And our celebrity opener last year was Stig. And I'm afraid they embarrassed him slightly by plonking a huge kiss on him. So that will give you some idea. Yeah. But the crowds loved him.
So how many entrants are there for each race, individual race?
Well, the participants go down, each soapbox goes down one at a time.
Oh, right.
And they're timed.
Right.
So the race is against the clock.
Right.
And we have 60 participants. So there'll be 60 soapboxes waiting in the pits area of the field, so that their carts will be available to view by the people who come along,
right.
And they'll be called one at a time to race down.
Yeah,
and that they'll each one will get two attempts.
Yes.
Provided that their carts stay together for the second attempt.
Do some of them fall apart?
Oh, yes.
Bits and pieces have been known to become detached.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's really good that you're going to have a screen so that you can see the whole thing, you know, from one place.
That was something we added to from one of the lessons we learned from last year, that obviously if people were involved in the field with other things and looking after, they didn't get a chance to see much of the racing, so now they will get that chance.
But it's not just about the Soapbox Derby, is it? Because you've got a veritable array of sideshows, don't you?
Yeah, yes. Well, we've added to the toilet facilities, to the catering, the food outlets.
Always important.
Always important, yeah.
Yeah.
Food outlets and an extension to the children's play area.
Right.
Which is... again, something which we know will attract the children. So and it's very much designed to be for the family as well.
So how many food, different food
Well, I don't know,
Mike,
what are we about? Seven.
And they're all going to be, what, on the...
On the field.
And there'll be a beer tent as well, so... all tastes.
I should certainly hope so.
Yeah. All tastes catered for.
So now, what about tickets for spectators? Where can you get them, and what are the prices, etc.?
Well, tickets, we're trying to encourage people to buy their tickets in advance because we are limited in the numbers that we can sell. So tickets are available in advance, either online at www.rcbsoapbox.co.uk or through our website, www.blericyrotary.org. Or for those who don't have computers, we have a number of retail outlets in Billericay who are kindly agreed to be sellers of our tickets at no cost to us. And they are Anna's News Agents in Radford Way, Ashton Charters in the High Street, the Checkers Pub, and the Red Lion Pub, both in the High Street, as well as Creatures Great and Small, and also parents and friends of Quilters Junior School Rotor Kids will be able to buy their tickets in advance at the school.
And you've got special deals for tickets bought in advance, have you not?
Yes, the tickets bought in advance are, there's a family ticket, which is two adults and two children, which is £10, or a single ticket is £3 a person. And those family tickets will not be available on the gate on the day, and the individual tickets will be £5 on the gate if people delay buying their tickets until the last minute.
And there's also a special deal if you buy specifically online, is there not?
Yeah. Good.
Okay. Everybody who buys an online ticket has the opportunity to win a donation of £250 to a charity of their choice. There are three prizes available, and all you have to do is share the fact that you've bought a ticket or tickets to the Soapbox Derby on Facebook or Twitter.
Great stuff. Now, would you like to say anything about the charities that are going to be benefiting from this year's event?
Yeah. 100% of all the profits raised to charities, and the charities supported by Rotary, include two local schools, the Hamlin Trust and Little Havens Children's Hospice. and internationally, Medicines on Frontier, Doctors Without Borders, that is, Aquabox, and Rotary Foundation -End Polio. I mean, we are now at the last stages of Rotary's big drive to end polio, and this is a major contribution.
Yeah, well, that's good stuff. Now, I'm sure you'd like to say something special about all of the helpers that you've got, because it can't be easy putting together an event like this.
Well, yeah, the locus, everybody has come in with this. The other service clubs, our daughter club, the Rotary Club of Mayflower, Roundtable, Lions, and some other Rotary clubs, Basildon, for instance, are helping with gate maintenance, and generally a lot of them have been very helpful with advice as well. Roundtable, who staged a big fireworks night, they've been very helpful in that sense, so we've had a lot of support in that area.
We're only a small club ourselves, and without the additional manpower provided by these other clubs that Trevor's just mentioned, it would be really difficult to put on such a big event, you know, so we're very grateful to them.
Yeah, because as you were saying earlier on, you can't start actually putting it together until 6 o'clock in the morning, and then you've got to have it all cleared away.
It is a lot of work condensed in a short space of time, because our road closure starts at 6 o'clock in the morning, and it won't reopen again till 8 o'clock in the evening. So all of the construction of the event and the taking down of the event has to happen between those hours. So it's unfortunately a lot of manpower required, and a lot of effort.
So it's all done by all your volunteers, etc. So where can we find out more about the event? Yeah, I know it's going to be plastered all over the papers. Yeah, we've got to make sure of that.
Yes, I mean, there's a major publicity drive. We're selling tickets and programmes in every Saturday morning in Billericay High Street. There is a weekly newsletter goes out about the Derby to all entrants and competitors and people involved, advertisers, sponsors. Yes, just publicising as much as we can.
Or you can find out about it on the club website, which is www.billericayrotary.org.
Right, okay, well, we'll be putting all of this up on our website as well. But thank you very much, guys, for coming in again. And let's hope that the weather's kind to you and that you have as successful a day as you had last year.
Thanks very much, Scott.
Thanks.
My pleasure.